Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, for more than 150 years, has been a community of faith which is Christ-centered and service-oriented, founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this 14th Sunday after Pentecost. The readings for today cover much more than what we can hope to talk about this morning, but there is a connection that runs through all three of them. Writing 7 centuries before the birth of Jesus, Isaiah writes of these people, not my people. They were hypocrites, observing at least parts of the law, but without faith in God. They questioned God, putting themselves into his place as the creation of the potter, condemning the potter's work. But the deaf and the blind and the humble would come to rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Faith of Adam in God's promise and faith of Abraham was fulfilled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, the Promised One. Faith is the foundation of the hymn, From God Can Nothing Move Me, proclaiming us as his creation, redeemed by his Son, with faith given by the Holy Spirit.
A reading from the 29th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. The vision of all this has become to you like the words of a book that is sealed. When men give it to one who can read, saying, read this, he says, I cannot, for it is sealed. And when they give the book to one who cannot read, saying, read this, he says, I cannot read. And the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips, while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment taught by men, therefore, behold, I will again do wonderful things with this people, with wonder upon wonder. And the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the discernment of their discerning men shall be hidden. Ah, you who hide deep from the Lord your counsel, whose deeds are in the dark, and who say, who sees us, who knows us? You turn things upside down. Shall the potter be regarded as of clay? That the thing made should say of its maker, he did not make me? Or the thing formed say of him who formed it, he has no understanding? Is it not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among mankind shall exult in the Holy One of Israel.
Explaining the relationships among the believers St. Paul here writes about the relationship between husband and wife. The first statement he makes, "Wives, submit to your husbands," is too often taken out of context. Reading further, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her," gives the implicit commitment that the husband is willing to give up his life for his wife. There is no parallel requirement that his wife do the same for him. Just before this reading, St. Paul writes, "Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." Submission implies meekness, as we heard in the reading from Isaiah. The hymn, "The Church's One Foundation," presents the relationship of Christ, the head of his bride, the church, as we live our lives here in faith that we have eternal life.
A reading from the fifth chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Ephesus. "Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, and is himself its Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit in everything to their husbands. Husbands, love your wives, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband."
The church is one foundation, is Jesus Christ the Lord. She is his own creation, by water and the word. From Adam he came and sought her to be his only bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Through toil and tribulation and tumult of a war, she waits the consummation of peace forevermore. Still with the vision glorious, her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth has union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won. O blessed heavenly chorus, Lord, save us by your grace, that we like saints be.
St. Mark presents a return that Jesus makes to Isaiah's condemnation of hypocrisy that we heard earlier. Outward observance of the law, while important, had become the only requirement that was seen as necessary. Faith in God's covenant was secondary or non-existent. Jesus specifically points to the love and honor required in the fourth commandment. Support of parents in their later years, which had been customary, was being circumvented by a pledge by their children to give their income to the temple, or whatever was deemed to be acceptable, instead of assisting their parents. The pledge legally replaced the love and respect and any support responsibility of a child to parents. Jesus brings new life under God's covenant with us, going back to Adam. We ask for him to be with us in the hymn, Lord Jesus Christ with us abide. Faith in his death and resurrection is our only way to eternal life.
A reading from the 7th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. When the Pharisees gathered to Jesus with some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem, they saw that some of his disciples ate with hands that were defiled, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands, holding to the tradition of the elders, and when they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other traditions that they observe, such as the washing of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." And he said to them, "You have a fine way of rejecting the commandment of God in order to establish your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'Whoever reviles father or mother must surely die.' But you say, 'If a man tells his father or his mother, whatever you would have gained from me is korban, that is, given to God, then you no longer permit him to do anything for his father or mother, thus making void the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down.' And many such things you do."
We have enjoyed being a part of your Sunday morning by sharing God's Word with you. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you, visiting with you, and worshiping with you. Worship services are every Sunday at 9 o'clock, followed by educational opportunities for all ages until 11:15. You might want to check out our Joy Gatherings, a generational ministry, which occur on Wednesday evenings from 5:30 until 7 o'clock. This coming Wednesday's focus is entitled Joyful Noise and is fellowship especially for children and their families. For more information on the Joy Gatherings or anything else pertaining to the church, please call 574-896-2025. Stay with us, Lord, and keep us true.